Evening in the suburbs of Los Angeles, the police were on the scene of a domestic violence, and a young reporter was there, and on top of everything else, it was pouring down rain. This reporter was there to get a story. And as the police shuffled off the person who had been arrested and an ambulance came for those who had been hurt, there was a lot of traffic and commotion, and his old beat-up wreck of a car was banged by an ambulance, and he wasn't able to follow the story any further. He was standing there, kicking the tires, fussing and raving because he wasn't going to be able to do his job. And a man walks up in a raincoat, reaches into his pocket, pulls out a set of keys, and tosses them to the young reporter and says, "Here, you can have my car." And there was a brand new Mercedes-Benz right there. The guy couldn't believe it. And he said, "What are you doing? Nobody in their right mind gives away a Mercedes." He says, "I'm paying it forward." That's the opening scenes of a little movie called Paying It Forward, a great little movie. And it intrigued the reporter, and the next day he goes up to the attorney and says, "Tell me about this. This is crazy. I just can't believe somebody would give away a Mercedes." He says, "I'm paying it forward. What is this all about?" And this leads him to a young black man who's in jail. That was the tip that the lawyer gave him. So he goes to the jail and he talks to the young black man and says, "Tell me about this pay it forward thing. Where did it start? Where did it come from?" And finally he realizes this young black man got in trouble back in Las Vegas. And an old bag lady, an alcoholic bag lady, had helped him out to give him a break, and she was paying it forward by helping him. And his investigation went further and further, and finally discovered that the daughter of that old bag lady, who had been estranged from her mother for 15 years or so, who was also struggling with alcohol addiction, had paid it forward by helping her mother. And it all started with a little boy who was given a school assignment. Teachers have a lot of power. A teacher came into his elementary classroom and said, "I want every one of you kids to come up with a way that you can significantly change the world." Now, knowing the way kids are in most classrooms, there were some really harebrained ideas that came up as a response to that assignment. But one little boy, a slight little fella, smaller than most kids his age, more frail, who grew up in the home with a father who abused his mother, a mother who was struggling with alcohol addiction, who really didn't know whether his home was going to be stable, he came up with an idea that you ought to pick three people who really need some help in life. Three people who can't repay you, and do something wonderful for them. And that little boy did it. For a drug addict who was down on his luck, he targeted his school teacher that seemed to be lonely, and he targeted his mother, who went to the bag lady, who helped the black criminal, who helped the lawyer, because they were all paying it forward. On Friday's religious page, there were these headlines: "Pay It Forward." In an article on tithing. Well, I love the movie. I love the concept. Because Jesus Christ paid it forward for all of us. For all time, for all people, He paid it forward on the cross. He paid then and there for all of our sins, all of our transgressions, that something wonderful could happen in our lives. And God's saying, we ought to do something about it. I call that a Zacchaeus moment. Have you had a Zacchaeus moment in your life? See, Zacchaeus was a short little guy. Jesus was coming to town. He was coming to Jericho. The crowds were going to swell around Him because of what this wonderful man was doing. He was changing lives. He was giving sight to the blind. The lame were walking. Those who were sick were healed and transformed. And this little short guy who was rich and wealthy because he was a tax collector and had gained his riches by cheating people wanted to see this man named Jesus. But he knew he was too short. He wouldn't make it with the crowds. So he climbed up into a sycamore tree so he could just get a glimpse of this man named Jesus. And much to his surprise, Jesus stopped right at that sycamore tree. And he looked up and he said, Zacchaeus, come down from there. I must go to your house this day. Well, I tell you, if it had been me, I wouldn't have had to climb down. I'd have just fallen out of the tree. Well, I wouldn't have worried because he'd have just healed me and I'd got up and we'd run to the house. And boy, some of the other people felt that way. Of all of the people here in Jericho, Jesus is going to the home of a tax collector? What a despicable person. I mean, I don't know about you. I get nervous when I'm around IRS people. But see, back in those days, a tax collector was a real traitor. He was one of their own people. He was a Jew who sold out to the Romans, and he got rich because he had a contract with the Roman government to raise money for them. And as much as he could get from people, and if he needed to, he could call in soldiers. He'd pay the amount he agreed to, and he could keep the rest. So he was a wealthy, wealthy man. And people hated him. Because number one, he was a tax collector and took their money. And number two, he was a Jew that sold out to the Romans. And Jesus was going to his house for dinner. And the people thought it was disgusting. It was awful. That little short man, who had cheated people for years and had become wealthy on the backs of others, was so overwhelmed that God would send His Son into the world to come to His house. He said, Lord, half of everything I own, I will give to the poor. And if I've cheated anyone, I'll pay back four times the amount to anyone I've cheated. He might have been a tax collector. He might have been a sinner, but he knew the law. In the Old Testament, it says, if you steal a man's sheep, you have to pay back that sheep and four more. That's restitution. You've got to make a difference. Have you had a Zacchaeus moment in your life? Have you been so touched by the love and the power of God, you just open up your life to Him and say, okay, Lord, anything you want? Are you paying it forward because Jesus paid it forward for you? Are you making a significant difference in the lives of other people, or are you just getting by religiously and in every other way? One of the dreams of that little boy in the movie was to protect his friend that was beat up by bullies at school all the time. And he failed his friend time and time again. He wanted to do a good thing, but he just didn't have it in him to live that one out. And he thought he was a failure. even when the reporter and the news media were gathered there in the school, and even though all over the West Coast people were doing good things and paying it forward, he thought he was a failure. Little kid on TV for what he had dreamed up, and he felt he was a failure. And he walked out of the classroom, away from the cameras, away from the reporter, and out on the steps of the school. And he looked down in the courtyard, and there was his friend. And there were the bullies again, beating up on his friend. And that little boy found the courage in himself to run down those steps and run to the rescue of his friend. And one of those bullies pulled out a switchblade and stabbed him. And he died right there. But he paid it forward. That's a Zacchaeus moment. That's when what you believe in is so important that you'll make sacrifices for it. Do we just come to church, or are we willing to make sacrifices? Do we believe in Jesus intellectually, or are we willing to really give our lives to Him? Are we going to pay it forward in this life? Are we going to have our Zacchaeus moment, or are we just going to sit by and let other people do it for us? That's what stewardship's all about. That's what volunteering in one by one's all about. That's what prayer ministry and card ministry is all about. That's why the church exists, to pay it forward, to experience our Zacchaeus moment, and then give, because God has given so much to us. My prayer for you today is, if you haven't had your Zacchaeus moment, that by the grace of God you have one. And that you make a difference, starting here and going out into the community and then to the world. Because Jesus paid it forward for us, we pay it forward in His name. It's the least we can do. For He has given us the kingdom of God. Let us pray. Gracious Father, sometimes we don't like to talk about money. We don't like to talk about stewardship and tithing. But it's a way we pay it forward. Jesus said it differently. He said, store up treasures in heaven instead of on earth. Zacchaeus had a wonderful moment that day. He encountered the free gift of love and grace in Christ Jesus and gave half of all he had to the poor and paid back all that he had cheated. He made a difference. And we need to have a Zacchaeus moment, because we need to make a difference, starting right here, today, and pay it forward. Make a significant difference in the life of someone without expecting anything in return. Touch us with your grace that we might experience that power, in Jesus' name. Amen.